How to Build Gospel Bridges with People Seeking Wonder, Healing, and Power, many people drawn to New Age, Wiccan, Neo-Pagan, or Earth-based spirituality are seeking three things: wonder, healing, and power. They want the world to be more than material objects. They want their pain to matter. They want to feel connected. They want spiritual practices that touch the body, emotions, imagination, and daily life. They may want protection from fear. They may want power after feeling powerless. A Christian leader can listen for those longings and build gospel bridges. Start with wonder. A person may say, "I feel closest to the divine in nature." You might respond, "I understand why creation feels meaningful. Christians believe creation is filled with beauty because it is made by God. For us, creation points beyond itself to the Creator." That response honors the longing without worshiping creation. Next, listen for healing. A person may say, "Energy work helped me feel whole." You might respond, "It sounds like you were longing for healing in your whole person." Christians also believe healing touches the whole person: body, mind, relationships, spirit, and calling. We believe that wholeness is restored through Christ. That response recognizes the desire for embodied healing while keeping Christ central. Then, listen for power. A person may say, "Ritual helps me feel in control." You might respond, "I can understand wanting to feel less helpless." Christianity teaches that we are not saved by controlling spiritual forces. We are invited to trust the living God, who is stronger than fear and deeper than our need to control. That response gently challenges the altar. Gospel bridges do not require pressure. They require clarity and timing. Ask permission before offering scripture. Would it be okay if I shared a short scripture about creation? Or would you be open to hearing how Christianity understands spiritual power? If the person says no, keep listening. Respect is not compromise. Christian faith speaks beautifully to these longings. Creation declares God's glory, but creation is not divine. The body is good, but the body is not ultimate. Spiritual hunger is real, but it is fulfilled in Christ. Power is real, but spiritual power must be submitted to God. Healing is needed, but healing is not found by manipulating hidden forces. Jesus Christ is not merely a spiritual symbol. He is the Word made flesh. He entered creation. He touched bodies. He healed the sick. He cast out evil. He died and rose again. He gives the Holy Spirit. So build bridges with patience. Listen for wonder. Listen for healing. Listen for power. Then, when trust allows, point to the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Spirit who gives true life.